Real talk. Sometimes life throws decisions our way that feel impossible to navigate. That's where a little guidance can make all the difference. At Psychic Source, our trusted psychics go beyond basic predictions. They provide real insight, helping you understand your situation, see your options clearly, and take confident next steps. Your reading is always private and judgment-free, so whether you're facing a crossroads in love, career, or life's bigger questions, you'll get honest, compassionate advice in a safe space. And the best part? Our psychics are available 24/7 by phone, chat, or video, whenever you need them. Plus, we stand by our readings. If you're not satisfied, it's free. Because when you have greater wisdom, you can create a better outcome. Ready to take control of your future? Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the secrets of Goatman's Bridge with author Becky Vickers. What is it that you Or have you really thought about this? What draws these spirits to this bridge? Because it wasn't like, now Oscar definitely has a connection, but the Daughtrys, they weren't right there. Steve maybe wasn't right there. Is there something that's drawing spirits in to the bridge?
Carol, that is the weird, that's the mystery of it all. There are lots of people that come to the bridge that commit suicide. There's lots of people that go missing. As recent as last year, there was a body found. There is like all of this death related to the bridge. And what it is that draws people there, I don't know. Why is it the bridge that somebody wants to come, you know, take their life and take their last breath there? I don't understand, but I do feel that someone, you know, maybe in a weakened state of mind, the darkness and the heaviness of the bridge could definitely play tricks with somebody that maybe was going through something at the time. And there's just a lot of negativity at the bridge that might could influence decisions, I guess, maybe.
I mean, that makes some sense if you go there and you feel heaviness. You know, because like in a different way, you are drawn to it. Not
exactly.
In a tragic way, but maybe it's a curious way. But I mean, you've been going there for 20 years. You wrote a book. You take tours there. So it must have a powerful draw.
Well, the history is quite interesting. But now that I feel like I'm familiar with the spirits out at the bridge. So after doing it so long and going to the location, I feel like a personal connection. I'm extremely protective of some of the spirits out at the bridge. But over the years, definitely the bridge has changed, and not for the better. It has a reputation of satanic worship, of devil worshiping, black magic. These things are very, very common at the bridge. I see them all the time when I do tours. I see pentagrams drawn. Even the local police have talked about dogs and cats going missing in the area that they will find. I hate to say it, but nailed to a tree and different sort of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I think there is a lot of satanic stuff, and it's gotten to be a place for darkness right now.
And has that kind of changed? I mean, there's obvious changes, like, because that would just creep me out if I was taking a tour with you and I saw anything associated with any of that. But has just the feeling of the spirits at the bridge, the heaviness, has that changed too?
I think so.
How could it not?
I know. I think it definitely affects them. It makes spirits fearful. I mean, a lot of times people forget spirits are just like they were living. You know, they see, they hear things, and all of this summoning of the devil and monsters and mythical stuff kept going on. You know, that's a whole different world than I'm used to. And I'm very cautious, and I will tell my guests, you know, look, I can help you with ghosts all day long, even bad guys, you know. But if it was never non-human, something demonic, that is not in my wheelhouse. It's not something I want to be a part of. It's not something I feel comfortable being around or taking my guests around. So if we see... like one time we found, it's going to sound terrible, but a squirrel carcass that had been skinned, and in the middle was a black candle with pentagram, and it was horrible. Sorry, tour's over. We need to go back to where it's a little bit safer.
I couldn't imagine that. But at the same time, with the legends around this bridge, with the stories that have been shared, and people's experiences there, then I could see, you know, those types of people who do that sort of thing. That's exactly the place they're looking for.
Exactly. And unfortunately, when Ghost Adventures were here, we did a Halloween special, and it was called Route 666. And in the special, Jay, which was one of the crew, drew this big circle and wanted to do a summons sort of reenactment thing. I begged them not to do it. Please, not here. You're going to do this. You're going to call this thing in, and then you're going to get on your big fancy bus and go back to Las Vegas. And we're stuck with what you called in here.
Right.
But, you know, what? They don't care what I say. They're big stars
or
whatever.
But this is going to make great television, Becky.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what it did. I mean, it was a very, you know what? Everything that you saw on the show, for any of your listeners that go watch it, is not 100% true, didn't happen the way that they said it happened, because it was made for a Halloween special. Nothing that I said or I did was made up or anything like that, even though I can say they asked me to say things that I would absolutely refuse not to. My reputation's on the line in the paranormal field, and I'm not faking. I'm not saying anything unless I've seen it, done it, that sort of thing. But of course, in their filming, you know, they made this big ritual thing where Jay read from a damn brim of a hat, of a cap, he didn't know what the hell he was doing. Like, and I think that's where it went awry, because after that, then people wanted to start doing all of this summoning stuff to the area. And I think it gained a popularity from that, unfortunately.
Of course it would have, because people saw the show and then they're like, hey, that is definitely the place to go. They did it. Let's go do it.
Exactly.
And even people who aren't experienced in it, which could be even worse, decide they're going to go there and summon something because they saw it done on TV.
Exactly.
Wow.
And, you know, you're summoning this. The thing that he had written down was some creature sort of thing from thousands and thousands of years ago. And he's calling this thing into the bridge. And that's one thing, I guess, too, for your listeners. If you do pay a visit to Goatman's Bridge, please don't ask open-ended questions. Don't ask who's here, who wants to talk to me, who wants to touch me, because you could get anything with that. So do a little bit of research on your location. So ask to talk to Rebecca, the 14-year-old. Ask Rebecca to touch your hand. Or you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Be familiar with who you're wanting to communicate with, especially at this bridge.
What do you think is, or is there any truth to seeing the half man, half goat creature? Do you think that's a legend of the bridge?
I think it started out as a legend because of Oscar, but I do believe there has been a mythical creature summons to the location called a sayer, and that is half man, half goat. And I have seen something that I can honestly say resembled that one time coming through the woods on that bridge, that it had a huge head and horns kind of wrapped around towards the face. It never said anything. It just kind of floated through the woods up to the end of the bridge. I wasn't the only person that saw it, which is what was great. I had a small group of people out. It was like maybe five of us, and they all saw it too. But that is the only time I've ever seen anything that resembled Goatman. But I think I could say that I did see Goatman.
I would have been terrified.
Yeah, it was kind of scary, I'm not going to lie.
How did the people in your group deal with that? Like, on the way back to town, was everybody just...
Oh, yeah.
We were freaking out. What just happened?
We were freaking out. They were screaming. They were screaming because it was very vivid. It was very, again... the horns were, when that people say goat, I think of maybe small horns, but this was like a big ram head of goats that curled upward towards the face. And hell yes, we were scared. It was like, what is that? And it just slowly came up. We're screaming and freaking out because we're just like, what the hell? And then it just slowly turns and goes back down into the woods.
Do you think that maybe someone was like, this is going to be funny, and they could have dressed up like that?
I want to say yes, but it was the body. We didn't see like hooves, you know, like the legend is maybe the body has hooves or whatever. This was more of a sheet. And unfortunately, I related that to the KKK that used to wear sheets. And then the goat head. So I think this was something created and summoned here. But when it turned around to go back into the woods, there were no feet. There were no shoes, no anything, because I definitely had the state of mind to look, is this somebody messing with us? It was real, real late at night. But there were no feet. There were no feet.
Now, for real, if that would happen to me, I would have never gone back there again. I would have been like, that was my sign. I respect that. I will never go back. But you have. You continue to go back.
With caution. I definitely go back with caution.
The next time after you went back after that had to have been hard to do, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even as an experienced ghost hunter, I mean, bravery only goes so far. Yeah, I was tortured at the thought of walking through those woods. Please, Lord, don't let me see that thing again. And I have not seen it since that one night. But absolutely, it's traumatizing.
Now, the little girl, Rebecca, she attached herself to you at one point, you think?
She did. And oh my goodness, I love Rebecca. I feel extremely connected to her. First, we have the same name. But I do think that she followed me home. And I think that's where people get confused about attachments. A lot of people think, oh, an attachment, it's automatically going to be bad. It wants to hurt me. It wants to cause havoc. But it's quite the opposite. A lot of times people have attachments because that spirit likes you or feels connected to you in some way. And it's like meeting somebody new. Oh, that's a nice person. I would hang out with them. I think I'll go where they're going. Oh, they're going to go over there. Let's go with them. But she definitely, I believe, came home with me. One night, all the water faucets in my house came on full blast. I've had things go missing and show up in the most random places. And, you know, once I figured it out who I thought it was, which was Rebecca, because I always talk to her. I always play with her even when I go by myself. And I go by myself a lot in the day, not at night. But, you know, I'm talking to her. Rebecca, how are you doing? Did you play today? What did you do? You know, I had to sage the house and ask Rebecca to go back. And that we would always meet at the same place we originally met. You know, that was where we would meet.
Now, your house that you're living in is not the 1899 Bolton Street house. So that is not where this happened with the things turning on and off. I'm assuming at the house you were living in, those sorts of things didn't regularly happen.
No, not like they did when I think Rebecca was here. But over the years, you know, I definitely have stuff go on. I have a lot of haunted objects upstairs in what I call my office that people have given me. Nothing bad, nothing, everything's playful, but I've still had occurrences. But I'm really good with it now. I mean, I just will say, hey, guys, y'all got to knock it off. You know, stop messing with the lights or stop moving my stuff or whatever it is. I still have an occasional occurrences. But when Rebecca here, it was really a lot. And then I'm not getting the feeling that it's somebody trying to scare me or hurt me. It's more playful. And I'm like, okay, I think this is Rebecca that's here. I think she came home with me. Well, so we have to go back.
And a Rebecca would be like, what is this? Oh my gosh, yes. Water is coming out of this. Here's another one. Water's coming out of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is this? I'm going to move it over here. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so interesting. But I like the way that you respectfully said, you know, you have to go back and I will always meet you at the place where we met.
I told her that's our special place. And so that's where we have to meet, at our special place. But she has to go there and wait till I can come visit.
And there was a time on the bridge, and I'm trying to remember the story, where you had a ball. And the ball started moving.
Oh my gosh, that was the best. Yes, that was actually a long time ago when they first started doing paranormal shows. My ghost stories came out because I submitted the video. We had a ball in the center of the bridge and we're talking to Rebecca and I say, Rebecca, move the ball, you know, move the ball for us. And it actually starts rocking back and forth, because here's a little trick for people that do investigating. You take these little stickers that you do like at garage sales or something, and you put those on a ball. So when it moves, so it's easier to see on your audio, on your video, when those dots are moving.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe then a solid white ball, you have put orange dots on it and you'll see the dots move easier. So we had done that and We actually caught on video a little tiny shadow that comes up and starts moving the ball. It was the coolest thing. We all knew it was Rebecca. I mean, it was just, it was greatness.
And that would be hard to recreate, like making a ball move. And I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was in the center of a bridge and you can see everyone around it. You can see their feet. You can see we were sitting perfectly still. No one could be able to cast a shadow on the ball like they walked up and moved it. It was super cool.
And it's interesting, with all Rebecca's siblings, you think that more of them would be there.
I know. I don't talk to many of her siblings. She and Oscar are pals. A lot of times I'll say, you know, Oscar, do you see Rebecca? And I might get, you know, flashlight session, yes, no, or an actual EVP, yes, or she's here, or something like that. So I definitely think those two are connected. But I don't talk to the siblings much. Now, the siblings were older, and I love talking with kid spirits. That's just, I love talking to kid spirits. They're so eager with today's modern technology to find out what this is. You know, what is that little ball, like a cat ball that lights up? How does that work? So I guess because they're older and I just have never really focused on the brothers and sisters much.
And I could see that with kids. It's like they're fascinated and they're more curious than adults.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Now, how often do you take tours to the bridge? Do you do it on a regular basis in nice weather?
Well, right now we're racing for this hurricane coming through.
Oh, that's right.
I don't do the tours during the summer because the snakes are just ridiculous and they're very poisonous, copperheads and water moccasins. But in the fall, usually in October months, I'll do every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then in November, December, January, I usually try to do one weekend out of the month.
It would be so fun and scary. now that I've read the book and I've had the conversation with you, I think I'm brave enough to go, but am I?
Yes, you are, Carol.
I've got to go. Well, because I want to have the whole weekend. I want to go to the house. I want to do this. But you can go to Becky's website, and it's bexghosthunters.com. And I'll put a link on the show notes so you can just click right there and go to her website. And all the information's there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so they can they book the tour through the website as well?
I have not posted any for the remainder of the year. But once I post the tour dates, they can.
They can just keep watching for that.
Yes.
Because it gets hot down there.
It's hotter than blazes right now, Carol.
It has been very hot. We had this random cool weather come through. I don't know why, but I'm grateful for it. It's been in the 80s, and I'm like, yay for that.
Oh, my Lord. It's been like, I think it was last week, legitimately, the temperature was like 109 or something.
Oh,
it was ridiculous.
And the combination of the heat, and then as soon as you mentioned snakes, I'm like, oh, hell no.
I'm not even brave with the snakes. I'm just going to be upfront about that.
You can handle Steve, but not the snakes. I don't blame you.
Yes.
Now, the book is The Secrets of Goatman's Bridge. Now, I found it on Amazon. I just downloaded it to my Kindle. Super easy. Is that the best place to buy it, or can they also get it through the website?
No, it is not available on the website, but you can. Right now, it's only available on Amazon. But yes, you can get it, download it to a Kindle or a hardback cover for $15.99, $15. I'm not exactly sure. But you guys should go out, get it, and come take a visit at the bridge.
That's a thing. Once you read the book, and especially hearing you talk about it, it really does. Like, it makes me want to go see it for myself.
Everybody needs to see it at least 10 times.
That brings up one last question. How many times would you guesstimate that you have been there?
Oh, hundreds. Well, in the hundreds. When I first started going out there, because I live legitimately like 15 minutes from the bridge, I was going out there every day. And then when I would go do research at the library or the historical society, then I'd want to go back and see if I could find the location. You know, oh, I think maybe the saloon was here. Oh, maybe this was where Oscar's house was, you know. Hundreds, too many to count, too many to count.
And that wraps up our conversation with author Becky Vickers about her book, The Secrets of Goatman's Bridge, True Tales of Chilling Paranormal Encounters at One of the Most Haunted Bridges in America. You can find her book on Amazon, and you can get more information about Becky and her tours of Goatman's Bridge at becksghosthunters.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, also all ad-free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250, keyword care.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.